Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 28th, Friday, 2020, day 241. Today's topic, Jesus always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 94, verses 12 to 23, Job chapter 28, verse 1 to chapter 30, verse 31. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 17, Proverbs 22, verse 7. Today's main passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not paddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, as though sent from God. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is Jesus always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. Today's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 17 gives us a vivid video effect message. More than that, you can be able to imagine the smell of the aroma from the incense of the triumphal procession. Paul says Jesus Christ always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. We should not be captured by other king, that the consequence is death. What does it mean by being captives? By other king. Paul says in chapter 2, verse 17, unlike so many, we do not paddle the word of God for profit. If we are being captives by profit, money, then our lives will be in dissatisfaction, darkness, and without peace. The final consequence is eternal death. If you are willing to become captives of Christ, then your whole life will live in satisfaction, light, and peace. The final result is eternal life. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be your captives, that we can spread the aroma of the knowledge of you everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch, and what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.